As Reverend Jennifer, our interim senior minister, reminded us this past Christmas Eve, 2016 has been a year. This was a year that saw so much. The end of it, with a change in our presidential administration looming and a future uncertain, I have to say that I am ready to begin this journey in 2017 with you all. The journey into this new year, this journey where it feels like so much is possible. And what a beautiful way to start it out here with our labyrinth, here in our worship center. We have this labyrinth here, and we also have this picture of a labyrinth here that's on the front of your order of service. And that's a labyrinth that two of my friends made for a wedding that I officiated this past fall. Both of them were beginning this journey of a life together, and they thought, what better place to start than in a labyrinth, walking this trail in as two separate beings, out as a couple bound together by the blessings that had been bestowed on them from the people who had gathered together. We are not ready to begin such a journey together, but we are beginning a journey. One thing I know for sure is that we cannot take that first step out into the cold without first reflecting on where we have been, both the good and the bad. My hope is that each of you had something good, something wonderful, a few somethings wonderful happened to you in 2016. My hope is that we can remember how far each one of us has come the previous year aside to get to where we are right now in this present moment. We have come through trials and tribulations, through the hands of people who have cared for us, through good times and bad, to sit on the edge of this year newly forming. This morning, let us not just focus on what we want to leave behind, but let us also be grateful for the things that have happened that have gotten us to this point. Last night, I had the privilege of attending a watch night service with a few people from this church. Has anybody here ever been to a watch night service before? Anybody? Well, you were there last night. There you go. Watch night is a tradition in the Black Church of celebrating the night enslaved Africans were freed by Abraham Lincoln to fight the Civil War. And last night was about readying ourselves for the fight ahead. It was this call towards justice that Reverend Dr. William Barber had issued, that folks should have watch night services all around the country to ready us for the fight for justice ahead. Last night, we got together to remember that we need to be together now more than ever. We got together to be grateful for all that has brought us this far. Today and all days, my wish for you is to be grateful that you are alive. May we be grateful that we are living in this new year. May we be grateful that in times of pain, we are alive enough to feel it. May we find in our hearts gratitude that we are about to face a very unique fight in the years ahead, and may we be grateful for the people at our sides who are willing to be in this struggle with us. This is not a time for us to sit idly still. Families like the one in the story we told earlier cannot wait for us to grieve and to complain and to pity ourselves. No. Today, let us commit to continue being in the struggle for freedom now and in the days to come. We need you. We need each one of you to take up your causes, to speak louder, to advocate louder, to create louder, to just be louder on behalf of the sacredness of life and all of its forms. Because there are people out there trying to take aliveness away from so many of us. There are people out there, human beings out there, making laws to curtail LGBTQ folks from being served in restaurants and businesses. There are business people running our national government with interests at heart different from our own. And there are Muslim people facing discrimination who should not be asked to face this hatred alone or without disruption. This is our time. It is our year. And in a spirit of gratitude, my hope for you is that you know where your voice and your body are needed in this time. May you recognize the footsteps you walk in and take up the causes so many set for us to bring forward. And may this be a place that rejuvenates you in the year and years ahead for the struggle we are about to see. Your voice is needed, and you are needed.